We are very pleased to be joined now on the line by our downstairs neighbors. That would be the Hospice Georgian Triangle Foundation. And joining us is Foundation Director Sandra Sullivan. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Excellent. And yourself?
Great, thank you.
Now, it's important that we remind people before we talk about what's going on this month, what important work the foundation does. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Absolutely. So first, I'd like to share that Hospice Georgian Triangle provides compassionate care in the home and at Campbell House for individuals and their families who are dealing with life-limiting illnesses. And those are for people who are living in the communities of the town of Blue Mountains and Collingwood, Wasaga Beach, and Clearview Township. As well as providing the in-bed care for our patients, Hospice Georgian Triangle also has touched more than 1,000 people through our end-of-life care, respite beds, and community programming.
And when it comes to providing that phenomenal care, you know, it really does narrow down to the fundraising initiatives that Hospice Georgian Triangle does, which you guys really do a great job. You're always looking and thinking outside of the box.
Oh, thank you. Yes, the demand for our services have never been higher. And the government only pays for 50% of the in-bed care and 30% of our community programming. So we really have to work hard to make up that gap through fundraising initiatives.
And some of the fundraising initiatives that are so creatively done, and one individual who's definitely no stranger at taking part and stepping up to help different organizations is Chris Crozier. And joining us on the line from CF Crozier and Associates is Chris himself. Chris, tell us a little bit about your next initiative with Hospice Georgian Triangle.
Well, good morning, Melanie, John, and Sandra. Yes, hospice is really important to the community and clearly really important to our company and our staff. So when we were given the opportunity and we learned of the opportunity to donate, our team worked with hospice to the hospice team to come up with a scheme to basically double that type of donation campaign through this doubling down approach. So we match dollar for dollar the donations that'll come in November. We hope to raise at least $20,000 and then some. So that's sort of the crux of it.
Well, that's what's so great about this initiative, Chris, is that it's really going to impact everyone who makes a contribution to hospice. And hospice is a place here in the Georgian Triangle that has touched so many people's lives, right?
Oh, certainly. I mean, speaking personally, well, first of all, you know, from our company, we have a fairly young company. We've got about 90 staff just in our Collingwood office, and we realize that over 10% of those staff have been touched by hospice in one way or another. Wow. In the last few years. It was remarkable. I didn't appreciate that, but Lisa and I, my wife, really relied on hospice last year when Lisa's father, Glenn Copeland, a great man, passed away. And at the time, I was in the middle of a chemotherapy treatment, so I wasn't even here the week that Glenn passed away. And the help and support of the hospice people was invaluable to Lisa and her experience. It was she says it was a happy death, which, you know, that's all we can really hope for. So it was all a factor of the hospice people. So we're grateful.
Absolutely. They really do pinpoint into that physical, emotional, and spiritual mm-hmm. need of both mm-hmm. the patient and the family to help in these situations. So in the whole month of November, you are going to be doubling donations that are made. So any donation, you're doubling it.
Correct.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing that, Chris. I mean, this is an amazing initiative. And Sandra, if people want to learn more about this, about what the foundation does.
And how to donate.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Please visit our website at hospicegeorgiantriangle.com/Crozier to double your donation this month. And we are so grateful to Chris and everybody at Crozier for doing this initiative with us and partnering with us. It really, really makes a huge difference. Every dollar helps provide compassionate care, and every dollar this month is doubled thanks to Chris and his company. So we are very appreciative.
Chris Crozier, thank you for joining us this morning on Talk of the Town and for all you are doing for the Hospice Georgian Triangle Foundation this month.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And Sandra Sullivan, Foundation Director, thank you as well for joining us this morning on Talk of the Town.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Lonnie.